To all the direct sellers out there heading into the big fall selling season, let me lend a hand individually or for your teams through conference calls and webinars and training sessions, custom designed with you and for you at a price anyone can afford. For more information, just click the Tailored for You tab at the top of this page and contact me through either Facebook or by using the Contact tab at the top of this page. Baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Now that's American. And admittedly, I'm not a big fan of baseball, so you can imagine my surprise when I was reminded why baseball is all American. When I was younger, my mom and dad used to take my sister and I to Three River Stadium to see the Pittsburgh Pirates play. We'd sit in the $5 general admission seats out in the outfield, and my mom would pack a cooler full of sandwiches and food back in the day when you could bring your own food into a stadium. Oftentimes, extended family would join us, making it a family fun day at the ballpark. And in my youth, I spent 6, 7, 8 years playing organized baseball, having even won several championships. However, as I grew older, the discovery of music and the seemingly tedious, slow pace of a baseball game caused me to become uninterested in baseball. And for 2+ decades, I never set foot into a baseball stadium. So you can imagine my surprise when my 19-year-old nephew, Liam, this past weekend, got me out to a Philadelphia Phillies game on Saturday night, and less than 10 hours later, we were in Queens, New York, getting ready to watch a Mets game. A good helping of baseball in one fell swoop. And I was quickly amazed at the joy the ballpark brought out in people. Upon arrival, I quickly saw kids that were out playing catch, probably dreaming someday of taking the field for one big league team. Kids with dreams, a good thing. And as Liam led me around the stadium as we explored before the game, I had the opportunity to eavesdrop on a young kid telling his parents how he was going to spend his allowance on a ball cap to sport the team's colors. And that caused me to look around and see just about everyone sporting the team colors in some way, shape, or form. Red and blue in Philadelphia, orange and blue in New York. People of all shapes and sizes, colors and culture from all walks of life and different persuasions finding common ground and creating a tapestry of color in support of their team. Unity, togetherness, community, a good thing. People lined up waiting and hoping for an autograph from their favorite players. Or better yet, a player throwing them a baseball. Expectant anticipation in the future? A good thing. Parents together with their children chomping on hot dogs and explaining the finer points of the game. Complete strangers talking about the current status of their team or reminiscing about glory days and World Series gone by. And all these good things and all this goodness arising from a general sense of calmness at a baseball park. And that general sense of calmness coming directly from the slow pace of the game causing everyone to slow down. The very thing my dislike for baseball was grounded upon. Oh, the things we can find when we're willing to be wrong. Play ball. Hey, if you enjoyed today's message, I hope you'll share it. And thanks for your continued support through listening and sharing. If you have comments, head over to my Facebook page, Jerry Vitale, Platform Speaker, and leave them there. And never forget, you're a gift. Happy days.